Let's not then, in order to live extravagantly for a brief moment, for such is this life, attract endless punishment. Instead, let's endure temporary hardship so we can be eternally rewarded. Don't you see that even in worldly matters, most people choose short-term struggle for the prospect of extended rest, even though this often backfires? In life, there's often an equal share of effort and reward, or more often, endless effort with little or just a speck of reward. However, in the kingdom of God, the opposite is true. The effort is minimal, while the joy is immense and infinite. Consider the farmer who exhausts himself all year round, and despite his anticipation, often fails to reap the rewards from his labor. Similarly, the ship captain and soldier, up until their old age, are engaged in wars and toils. Often each one of them has perished, one with the loss of his precious cargo, and the other, even in winning, loses his life. Then tell me, what justification will we have if we prefer worldly matters that involve hardship for a possibility of a brief or uncertain rest, but do the opposite in spiritual matters, drawing onto ourselves unspeakable punishment for small laziness? That's why I implore all of you, although late, to snap out of this madness. For no one can rescue us on that day, neither brother, father, child, friend, neighbor, nor anyone else. If our actions betray us, everything will be lost and we will surely perish. Remember the wealthy man who lamented and pleaded with the patriarch and begged for Lazarus to be sent to him. Yet listen to what Abraham said to him. There is a chasm between us and you, so that those who want to cross over cannot. Luke 16:26. Remember those virgins who begged their fellows for a bit of oil, yet listen to their response. Perhaps there will not be enough for both you and us. Matt 6:5-9. And no one was able to admit them into the bridal chamber.